Call meeting to order.
Murphy?
Here.
Beppo?
Here.
Payne? Morris?
Here.
Stuber?
Here.
Barry?
Here.
Treloff?
Here.
All right. Go ahead and pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You want an invocation?
You're on it. Yeah, good.
All right. You're welcome to remain standing if you would like. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to serve these wonderful people here in Tolono. We thank you, Father, that as they speak, we hear their hearts. We thank you, Father, that as all parties involved share their information, we all learn more. So, Father, as we have this special meeting, as we deal with the decision on the table, we thank you for your wisdom, and we thank you, Father, for the right thing for Tolono to be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Okay, I'm going to assume most people are here for the development, correct? Is anybody here for the... We have two things on the thing. We're going to do... to rearrange our ordinances. We're changing to approve ordinance 2018-011. It's amending the Tolono zoning ordinance to combine the existing planning commission with the existing board of appeals and consider the waiver of consideration of such changes by the village planning commission. So we're going to combine those two boards together. So that way we don't have trying to appoint two boards for planning and one board for village board of appeals. Anybody having discussion on that? Anybody?
Why is that?
Huh?
Why are you doing that?
Trying to get people on the boards. Simple as that. So we don't have two boards of seven people they're trying to fill. So it's one board. It's the same as what Philo has. Philo just passed the same ordinance. So we kind of swiped their ordinance. So it's exactly the same. Any other question on it? All right. Do you guys have any question on that ordinance? I think you all have it. So, I did have some comments on it. Changed a couple things. Anybody have any changes to it? The only thing I changed was switching the terms down to where it's 4 years instead of five. And I took out the five, six, and seven and combined those into the two, three, and four. So that gives us seven. Instead of going out to 7 years on it.
Yeah.
We just combine, it just goes out to four for everything.
So one for one, two for two, two for
yeah,
three, two
exactly.
For four.
So yeah. We're just combining this five, six, and seven into the two, three, and four. It's composition. We're also, he's here, good. And then change the five to 4 years instead of a 5 year term, it's a 4 year term. That was the next paragraph down or so. Any discussion on it? He's fine with those changes?
I am.
Everybody? And I just need a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the
Ordinance 2018-0-11, amending the Tolono zoning ordinance, combining the planning, commissioning, and zoning board.
Second that.
Beppo?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Truelock?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so the Champaign County Housing Authority is going to do a presentation real quick, and then afterwards you can ask them all the questions.
Ask them
all the questions.
So before we get started, is this a done deal already?
No, no. This is he's going to do his presentation. We won't even vote on it tonight. We'll vote on it the Tuesday meeting.
All right, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
So, yeah, everybody has a chance to talk.
Can I play my video?
Yeah, right here. Can we swipe your video from you?
Yeah.
Because we're going to probably put it on our Facebook site.
Sorry.
Are you fine?
No, I'm sorry. So our director is going to do this presentation, and she's in the Atlanta Airport.
Perfect. Atlanta Airport is where, which one are we, I forgot which one we're doing here.
The very first one.
Yeah, it should be all hooked up. We should be ready to go.
Can I announce?
Yes. Yeah, you go ahead and do that, and I'll get your video up.
My name's John Daly. I'm here to represent the Housing Authority of Champaign County. My position title is Director of Capital Assets, and I also brought Robin Dodd. She's one of our asset managers. Originally, our director was going to make this presentation tonight, but she's stuck in the Atlanta airport, so that's not going to happen. So Robin and I are going to do the best that we can to provide you with the information that you came here for tonight. And the reason that we're here is we're requesting a zoning change so that we can build 15 units of affordable senior housing at the corner of Central Street and River Road. And I have a video here. We've done this before. We did a site in Mahomet that's been very successful, and we've made a little video to demonstrate what it is that we want to do here. Okay.
Ooh. God, I just need volume now.
Volume is pretty steep. Yeah. Sure.
Get more.
I have three daughters, 17 great grandchildren, seven grandchildren.
A grandmother, and I'm a great-grandmother.
I love retirement.
I will say I'm happy to be retired.
I can do as I please.
I enjoy cooking and entertaining.
I'm 81 years old.
I truly enjoy life.
I have lived around Mahomet for probably about 20 years, and I moved to Champaign, and I found out I didn't like it. And so when this came up, my daughter called me and said, "Mom, I can put your name in for one of the housing that's being built." I said, "Do it."
Well, I had lived for several years at another location in Champaign, and when it was publicized about the new facility at Mahomet, I was very anxious. In fact, I went out there probably once a week for months to see the progress. And then I went through Champaign County Housing Authority, and my good friend Helen, her daughter, put our applications online. And that's how we became residents of Mahomet.
Affordable housing for seniors is a serious problem. There were 18 units that we helped put together in Mahomet. 18 units is just obviously a drop in the bucket as to what's taking place. And with all the baby boomers that are retiring soon, we're going to need more and more of these types of facilities to address those needs in various communities throughout probably Champaign County.
As baby boomers, we all knew
that it's a huge population, and that accommodations were going to have to be made that were different than the paradigms in the past. So that excess of these folks all at one time finding themselves in the challenges of living in an economy that is driven beautifully if you can make more money, get more jobs, but if you're unable to do that, it's extremely challenging and you really have no options. When you're 70, you can't really go out and get enough of a job to be able to afford to do that, and you have the extra added challenges of usually medical issues and those expenses. Can people of all stages in their life find housing and stay in the community that they've been in? And we hear more and more from retired people, grandparents that have grandkids living in the community, that they would love to live in Mahomet, but they can't find any place to do it.
There's a phrase, NIMBY, I think, not in my backyard. And you hear that about whether it's public housing or affordable housing, or you hear it about environmental concerns or things of that nature. But I would want this in my backyard.
Well, I think finding a place for low income is rather difficult. And when you do find it, of course, it's hard to get in because there's quite a waiting list. But where I live is very nice, very comfortable. But I have been to one of the new places out at Mahomet, and I liked it very well. It's nice to live next to your children, you know, close to your children in the same town. And I know the one in Mahomet, I think a lot of people from that community move there so they can stay in the community where they have been living.
Public versus affordable, I don't even equate those two. To me, they're very different. When a developer comes in and wants to put housing that has multiple dwelling units in the same building or in multiple buildings, but on one piece of land, the zoning for that doesn't give any distinguishment into who might live there, how big the houses are, how big the dwelling units are. So we function on, it means multi-family zoning. So you go and you bring in a housing authority type model, and of course the Twitter feed is public housing. So what you have to do is fight the connotations that public housing has had in larger communities and the challenges there, and look at how the model would be done in a small community like Mahomet. We don't need affordable housing for massive amounts of people in. We need it for seniors. It's a different model. So most of the public housing is a high density, high volume that you hear, and that's what people visualize for a small community. That is exactly opposite of what they want to be. For Mahomet, it made a big difference to know how many units were going to be on the size of parcel, and actually delivered at a much lower density and for senior housing than it could have done in the private sector. If communities are truly behind the need to fulfill affordable housing for seniors, working with an entity such as the Housing Authority of Champaign County is about the only way that it's going to get done, because the private sector hasn't been shown to be interested despite the high demand.
Working with Housing Authority on this project is right up there with anything I've done in the community. It just felt very good to be part of this project. Gave me goosebumps at the ribbon cutting when we had that one cold day a couple months ago. It's obviously a growing market. I'm getting closer and closer. Maybe in some I am senior now. But it was very attractive housing. And it was well located, and it's all on one level to be accessible for the seniors with a garage, and you came out of your car right into your unit. And it just made sense that with the growing population of seniors, that this would be very attractive to them. It's more like a resort. It doesn't look institutional whatsoever. It's like a resort. I'd like to live there.
I lived in an apartment and paid market value, and things are very expensive. You know, there's so many of us that are retired that do live on limited income, and the property value is so high, rental, that most of us can't afford it. For new properties to be being built and giving us the opportunity to live in beautiful homes, I think it's wonderful.
It's got everything that I wished for in my life, and when you move out of a 2.5-room apartment into a 5-room, it's fantastic. You're in heaven, you know, and I love it. I love it. I love the bigness of it. I feel like I'm in my own home.
I was very impressed with the bathroom, especially because it's a walk-in shower. We don't have tubs. And it's got the, you know, the sidebars. The wide doorways, I think, is a real plus because, you know, people who are in wheelchairs or even walkers have a hard time getting in and out of doorways. The upkeep is so much less than having all the carpeting, and it just is beautiful. A lot of the facilities that we have now are getting old. They're outdated. There doesn't seem to be monies aside to fix things. And I think it's just with so many seniors needing housing with the economy being so bad right now, I just hope they keep building.
We were very lucky, very lucky. And I love the place. You couldn't move me with a truck.
Hit the lights.
There's actually there's a site plan on that.
Oh, is there a site plan on that? Okay.
So,
maybe, if I can get this to stop playing. Here we go.
It's called landscape plan.
Landscape plan.
That
works.
Okay.
F11 was a beautiful screen.
Okay, that's pretty much our presentation. If you folks have questions or some way that I could help you, that's the product that we want to build. We want to build 15 units. It's restricted to seniors.
So at what
65
point?
Or older?
Our senior is 55.
55 or older?
65.
So if you can't fill that housing unit with senior citizens, what will you do?
That's why we're here tonight. We want to build housing for seniors.
If that's not possible, what is the alternative? If you can't get everybody 55 or older, who will you rent those properties to? I think that's the question that's on the table.
Was that the question?
Yes.
Is that what you're... We've done market studies in many communities. And
we're talking our community, though.
We stopped doing them because they all turn out the same. If we did one here, there would be 300 people that are eligible to live in those units. You're not going to capture them all, because not everybody's going to want to live there.
But you've got 15, and what we're wanting to know are those 15 going to be assigned to senior citizens?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
No 30-year-olds.
No.
Year-olds.
No, we're like 10 years down the line, 15 years, 20 years
that's
down the line.
All
will you take advantage
over.
Of us
okay.
and put other people in these houses?
Yes. I have an answer. We will use low-income housing tax credits. Like you saw the windmills, mm-hmm. you use tax credits to build windmills. Well, there's similar product that we use to build affordable housing. That's how you make it affordable. You get equity, which is a big down payment.
Basically. Are you going to use Section 8 vouchers?
Can I finish with them? I'll get to you. Now I lost my train of thought. So, in the process of using those tax credits, the way, and this is why I wish Cindy was here, because she's the finance person. I build things, Robin rents it, and Cindy does finance. But I can give you the overview. The tax credits restrict the occupancy to seniors. So you can't rent to anyone. Now there's a 15-year compliance period for the tax credits. Then there's also an extended compliance period that goes out to 30 years where it has to be seniors only. And the Housing Authority is ready to negotiate with this board to make it permanent, if there's some way to do that. And that is our intention, to build 15 units, seniors only, forever.
So
if you're worried about, we're not going to build a three-story, 50-unit family building. We're going to build 15 units of senior housing.
My concern is if there's one unit that's occupied by someone that's not a senior citizen. That's all.
Oh, no, can't do that. They're all units, all seniors, all the time. Okay, and that's usually the misconception, because I've been in this room before, okay? So this is not our first trip down this road. But that's the intention, 15 units for seniors. The affordability, the lady in the back, I think, was next. And the affordability comes from a housing choice voucher, which is very similar to Section 8, like you're talking to. It gets attached to the unit, and that's where the subsidy for the rent comes from. And Robin, that you're standing right next to, can explain all of that to you. That's what she does.
Okay. Voucher stays with the unit, not with the person. So if someone moves out, like they want to move to Texas, whatever, with their family, the voucher stays with that apartment, so therefore the next person coming in after them can use that voucher. So it's not transferable from person to person, but it stays with the apartment.
And that next person has to have the same qualifications as the prior person?
They have to be a senior citizen.
Okay. To sign a lease.
To sign a lease.
Yeah,
what happens if their whole family moves in with them?
Right.
Yeah,
they won't. In Bristol Place, and that's why you tore that down, and there's displaced residents there that you need to find homes for. So how is this any different, aside from the fact that those are homes and this is one big unit?
This particular project would be restricted to seniors.
The lease, yes.
That's exactly what happened.
Robin will also be the property manager.
And grandson came home off of, after he got out on parole, moved in, and then you have traffic in and out 24/7. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what the difference is.
Then these sweet little old ladies on the video. They'll call Robin and say there's a bunch of kids running around.
And
that's a lease violation.
And it sure is, and they would get
unless it's their son.
Right.
And you go to the next person on the way.
Who's going to want to kick old folks out of their house now? Come on.
Robin?
I'm not buying that.
I don't believe that.
I'm just not buying that.
Have you seen that issue in Muhammad?
No.
It's brand new. It's on there.
It's only been there about a year and a half.
Not even.
Not even that long. It's a nice unit up there.
Because I was going to bring up a Facebook thing because there will be questions on it.
How big is Muhammad?
What?
Hold on.
We can't hear. Okay, we need, Hayes, one person at a time, please, so we can answer them. We'll try to get to everybody. Where are we at?
How big is Muhammad versus Tolono, and how big is the unit in Muhammad versus what you're going to put in?
We put 18 units in Muhammad, and it's on North Prairie View Road. There's a really nice subdivision that we're right in the middle of. Nick Taylor was a developer. We back up to family homes, very similar to what's up here at this location in Tolono.
Did you have that rezoned?
It was already, when we bought the land, it was already rezoned. And just to make it...
It was already zoned for multifamily?
Yes. And that's why we're here tonight. This land currently is not zoned multifamily. One of the contingencies in our purchase contract, we do not own the land yet. If we can't get the zoning, then we have no deal. And because we're a public entity, this meeting is required. I guess it would be required anyways for zoning change.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where we're at. And
the zoning that you're seeking, are there any restrictions or stipulations that require the tenants to be of a certain age?
Once again, when I was answering this gentleman's question over here,
I understand your rules per that apartment, or what you're telling us is going to happen in this particular instance, or what has happened in other developments or housing in the past. But are there any restrictions for the zoning that, other than taking your word for it that it's going to be senior citizen forever, are there any particular restrictions in the zoning that you're seeking that require this building to be only senior citizens? Or if another complex is built to the north of this complex, is there anything that would require that development to be a senior citizen restriction? Or could we have basically any form of low-income housing built there?
Okay, I see what you're saying. This particular project is going to take the whole tract of land that we're looking to purchase, and as I mentioned, to answer his question, we would like to negotiate with you folks to make it so that it's senior housing only. And I know it, we were negotiating in another community, they did a special use permit. And it's up to these folks here. And we're willing to write in whatever restrictions we need to satisfy people's worries.
Yeah, a question back here in the corner.
What is it currently zoned?
Agriculture.
Somebody over here. Yes, sir.
Could it be written into the agreement that any resident or occupant of that unit be 55 years of age or older?
That, well, it'll be a restriction in the tax credits for 30 years that we used to build it.
Okay.
And again, we're willing to write that into whatever sort of zoning language the village would like to come up with.
Okay.
What we're looking for really is assurances that that's what's going to live there for, you know, 10, 30 years.
I understand.
55 or older, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. And that's,
we just want that assurance.
That's what we want to negotiate with your board here, is that guarantee.
Okay. So yes, how and why did you choose that particular piece of land rather than something south of town? Because this is right by where the school is. We've got kids walking through there. That's all, it's going to be a high traffic area, and we're concerned about our kids.
One way out.
Yeah.
Through the town. And we're a completely single living family area on that side of town.
This right. would be okay. completely out of the whole realm of the area. In any degree, you can go all the way across Route 45.
Mm-hmm.
You can go all the way to the railroad tracks to the south side of this. You can go all the way to the farm fields out by the high school. Nothing is multifamily, save maybe one or two duplexes in the area. And it seems to me like this is a development out of convenience or the fact that there's really not another viable, profitable option for this field to have done, as opposed to building on the south side of town where there's a multitude of land and you're not packing it right in the very middle of a large amount of single family homes, and that's predominantly what this section of town is.
Okay, when we started on this, it's been a couple of years maybe, that's what was available. We're looking in a lot of smaller communities in Champaign County. That piece of ground was available. We also spoke to Meharry's at some point along the line. Turns out we didn't need his piece to do our 15 units. But that's why we chose that place. It was available, basically. We also, while I'm on that track, we looked at, is it Forever April? There's a senior place that's down, right down the road here. Looked at purchasing that. The owner there, his name's Wilmer Otto. He approached us, actually. But because of the location, we can't use our funding. We have to do an environmental review, which includes a noise study, and it's right by the railroad tracks. Didn't pass the noise study. So that's why we started looking.
You're going away, or it's a little higher.
That site will pass. That site will pass. Yes, ma'am.
So I have a couple of concerns. I actually wrote a whole statement, but I just want to read the pieces that are most important. We live directly across the street, so looking right at it. We witnessed standing water in that field when there are heavy precipitation periods.
Right.
So obviously some grading would need to be done, and those issues would need to be addressed.
Yes.
And I'm concerned about how that's going to affect my property. Is your draining going to then flood me?
We need to satisfy the village ordinances. And if you look at this drawing, we'll do our grading. There will be detention so that the water, there won't, you understand how that works. They got them all at the mall with the geese all over them. And that's what it's for, is to control runoff from a storm. And we would have to, in the design process, we go through, we'll have a civil engineer to do to tell us what we need to do with the grading to make it work.
Okay, so here's my second issue. In Article 6 of the Tolono Township Zoning and Use Regulation Ordinance, Section 6.1.1b and e specify that plan developments have to promote more efficient use of land, and they have to promote building styles and architectural styles that complement what's around it. And I don't see how the how your development fits in a residential neighborhood.
I guess that's a matter of opinion, maybe. I think that it fits. It's a good transitional piece from residential towards a more commercial district. We did the
but
same.
You're right in the middle of it. You're not in a commercial.
Hold on, guys. One person at a time, please.
I just don't think the styles complement one another. What you're doing is really respectable, and I don't have anything against senior housing. I want to say that.
I understand.
But I don't want to live across the street from something. I like the houses around me.
Right.
I like the continuity of that.
Right.
And this is something that's very different, and clearly it's been thought out in the zoning. So
and that's what this meeting is for, is for you, for you to express your concerns.
That. This is nothing like what
we're not going to force anything down anybody's throat. Okay? Yes, sir.
What is the advantage to our town to have this in our town?
There's a need.
There's a need.
You're going to get people from Tolono who would like to live in a nice, brand-new, energy-efficient, one-level apartment with an attached garage.
So are you going to write it into the covenant then that they have to be from Tolono in order to be an occupant thereof?
We can't do that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, we try to make this point, and people with your opinion have been at all these other meetings that we've had, and I understand it's a change. I understand.
Well, it's a huge change. I mean, we've all taken care of our property. We built homes to specific specifications and done what we need to do to make our subdivision, our town, what it is today. So there is a definite concern from all of us. I don't think anybody'd be here if there wasn't.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I'm a senior. I am going to be in the position of needing someplace. I would like to stay in my hometown, but you guys are not going to let him build a facility or a living place for people my age. We have no place else to go other than Champaign-Urbana. I've been here for over 50 years. I'd like to live and die here. But if he can't build it there, I can guarantee you, I live on the very last road, Benham Street in Tolono. That is Gary Fisher's field. He has told countless developers, I will never sell that land. It's been in his family for decades. And I feel like all of you guys are a lot younger. Yep. Try being in our shoes.
I'm a senior.
I have a question.
I'm a senior.
How do you know that you're going to get that to someone with a voucher from Champaign-Wilmot?
Oh, yeah. Is the priority going to be two seniors within our township, or is it people who are already on a Champaign County housing waiting list?
How does the wait list work? I don't do that.
The waiting list goes on a first-come, first-served basis, but there are preferences, too, that'll boost you up.
So, like, you've lived here for 50-some years. Okay, guys, one at a time.
So it can...
I know where people that have vouchers.
But when people apply...
They have to go online to apply, and then they choose which complexes they want to apply at.
Do people help?
So, Muhammad,
do people help? Because some of the seniors can't.
You can come to the office.
Probably have the third
apple,
but I don't know that building now.
How many of them were Muhammad residents that moved in?
Guys, hold on, one at a time.
If I have Champaign-Urbana people coming down here using the voucher that I feel should be for the town, or say Pasota, Sidorth, the small towns, I'm not for Champaign-Urbana coming this way.
I don't think you're going to have a choice based on what you said.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Based on your
hold on, guys. Listen up.
can you, since I can't see that far, can you give me, like, where is River, where is Central, and what is Meharry's property line? Is the retention going to be between, is that Meharry's property line?
Should pull up the map.
Sure.
Yeah, there's Central Street right here.
So you're
gonna this is Central. And this is River Road right here. So we got River, Central.
I wasn't into that. Well, I was all for this a minute ago. Now, no.
Okay.
I'm not gonna put a retention pond right over across from me. No way.
So where do you live at? Right here?
No.
You live right
no.
here
no.
on the corner.
Right across from that. No.
Is there a possibility
spinning
to kind
around
of flip
the
that hold on a because second. With the high traffic, with the high school students, having the retention pond right off Central, I'm not sure if that's a good idea because some of those high school students can't even negotiate the curb.
And I'm
not sure.
Like the fence that keeps getting taken out.
I know a car, too, has gone through the fencing there.
This is River Road right here. Well, there's also a, I'm not an engineer, but there's also a pipe that they put in for the Kinderwood subdivision that's not being used right here, a drainage pipe.
Yeah, all this is going to drain.
So there's that possibility that this would could possibly be a dry pond anyway, just when it's high water, then it would fill and then slowly filter out. So that would be my guess, but I don't know. And I'm not an engineer, so.
But you did say the Holiday Express.
Okay, I know, exactly.
So here's my second question, since you just said that pipe on River is for Kindlewood South.
Yeah.
Are they going to pay our HOA fees, too?
No, it didn't get used. It's just a drainage pipe the village put in
so
to go along there.
So is that still potential development for Kindlewood South?
Could be used for it, but most of it's drained out of the pond. And then the pond drains.
Well, no, was that field the intention to extend Kinderwood South?
I wasn't on the board.
The drainage was originally put in for Kinderwood subdivision. It was the drain off of our retention pond. And whenever they put in the new storm drainage in Bourne Street, the majority of the water from the Kinderwood pond goes down Bourne Street, but it is still connected to Kinderwood subdivision. The piping he's talking about is still connected to our pond and it's still connected to the dry basin in phase
over
one. And it goes out to the east to the slough.
So I live on Bourne Street and I've already had my own issues with all of the reconstruction of the streets and the sewer backing up into our house multiple amounts of times. So how much is that going to affect us again when they start doing construction?
A good engineering question.
You know, because I'm kind of done with sewage.
Don't blame you. Yes.
Well, I am concerned. Somebody has already mentioned traffic. Central Avenue, as we all know, is clogged. And, you know, we were supposed to have a new overpass over 45 in the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
That was supposed to alleviate all the traffic in that neighborhood in our area. And now we're putting 15 more units in an area that might hold two or three homes if it was just single family homes.
That's a good point.
And
what
is this going to do to traffic? Traffic is bad now. I know.
And we tried to get that stoplight put in, and DOT will not approve it.
Exactly. And so, I mean, we live in Kinderwood South on the east side of Central, and in the mornings and the afternoons,
you can't even do that.
I mean, with the three-way stop right there, and now you've got an entrance and exit to 15 residential areas. I mean, you're not going
to
be able to pull out of the neighborhood to even go anywhere.
That can't work. That will not work.
Yeah.
I can see it right now.
Well, it's going to be a headache.
And that's why we had this meeting, because
pulling out of
and we don't have to go with this particular plan if it pleases this board.
But still, your problem is there's too many people.
There's already too much
traffic
for the school and all the activities. Central is already overloaded traffic-wise. That three-way stop is a problem. And then we have people in the Kinderwood south side on the east side of Central. We have every year, every new school year, we've got new drivers thinking, hey,
I can turn here. Yeah. I could go 50 mile an hour down Allison and cut behind everybody. And so we have kids waiting on the bus stop, and it's a mess. It's already a traffic mess.
The same.
I agree. Go ahead.
Campbell's same way to drag.
Hold on a second.
I have a question, but just to add on to Bert's comment a little bit, is that there's bus stops there on Allison where these kids fly through to try to beat their friends off the Central. So that's also a concern with the bus stops. But my other question is, will this bring the MTD bus service to Tolono?
No, there is... we're not on their radar. We're on the, I'm going to say this wrong, the rule something. Rural transportation. Okay. And I'm on that discussion board. They're discussing maybe bringing that out this way a little bit more, but we're not going to have MTD. So
Brittany Trail said the same thing.
I know. They stopped actually coming to, MTD stopped coming to the airport. They were going to the airport, and they've stopped that. Mm-hmm. So as far as they come is Walmart right now.
Yeah. Right now.
But right now. I agree. Yeah. And then that would raise everybody's taxes if they did come in. Yeah.
There's not.
We keep fighting it. But like he said, Brittany Trail's got it.
Yeah. And that's homes that are, $500,000.
That probably don't use the bus service. Yeah. Yes, sir.
So before this project, you have to change zoning.
We have to change zoning and we have to, yes.
So my question is, do we all vote on that? Who all votes?
The board will. That's why we're having this meeting, and we won't vote on it until the next meeting. So
really not, it's not us. It's
it would
board.
Be majority, right? Majority. Majority. A what?
No.
We need 3/4 for a zoning change. Okay.
So just so I understand, if the board votes for this, then you can proceed with the project.
Yes.
I think the options,
this is our lawyer, so people that
the options that the board has is to flat out rezone the property, and then as a matter of right, then someone could build whatever they want, or could rezone the property through a planned unit development. It's called a PUD, which is in our ordinance, and that's where you say, oh, well, we'll allow a change in the use, but it's got to be this exact floor plan that you're proposing, and it has to have these kinds of restrictions on it. So that could be all hashed out. Or the board could simply decline to do any to make any change or do anything else. Anytime there's a zoning change, the board has to have a public hearing before it can do anything. And that public hearing requires us to stick a little ad in the paper that you may or may not have seen. Some of you got a little letter in the mail telling you that this was going to happen tonight. So you get advance notice of what's going on.
Not much.
Well, the notice has to be at least 15 days, no more than 30 days before the hearing. So there's the public hearing. So the board committed to having this public hearing tonight. They could theoretically take action tonight. It's more likely that they're going to continue it to the next Tuesday, but they may not even take any action at that meeting as well. So those are kind of the range of options.
So it's really, at this stage, let's say everybody in here voted we don't want it. Let's just say that. I'm not saying that's everybody.
Most everybody.
Let the zoning board or the board here know exactly how we feel, and they still have the option of passing this.
That's correct.
Could they? Mm-hmm. They could do a petition. Okay.
Thank you.
No.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
My question's actually for the board members. Okay. Have any of you done your research on the crime statistics that surround the current senior housing authority in Champaign?
Actually, that's what I was doing today on some of them, and that was my questions I was going to ask, like Steer Place.
Mm-hmm.
I know their 911 call rate is really high there, and they have a lot of calls to that area, and that's a senior living area.
Correct. To our buildings?
Yeah. There's drug dealing there. There's a bunch of stuff there. Yes.
Why Tolono? Why not where Bristol Place was, the north end of Champaign that got wiped or knocked down? Why not just build there
We are.
Especially from, you are.
Yeah.
A senior.
it's both, actually. It's in multiple phases. We partnered with a developer in the city of Champaign, and we're putting, in the end, 120 units. Some of it's family, and there's a senior facility at the north end of it. I think they, at one point they were going to build another firehouse. I think that's off the board now, but we are building. That was the whole point in taking those houses down. That's been going on for a long time because that was a very high crime area. And because it just the decay. So to answer your, that was kind of a long answer to your question, but yes, we partnered with those other folks and we are building there.
My neighbor is a county police officer, and he sees a lot of residential units of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
And he said typically, and he's seen it more than once, when a unit like this goes in, it taxes the police force. There is an upturn in calls, and crime does go up. It may not skyrocket. This particular unit may not cause a huge detriment, but it definitely does. And he has seen it destroy neighborhoods. That was, he is unable to make it tonight. I know he sent an email, but we do have some concerns from people that weren't able to make it. We do have several emails, but that was something that he's witnessed firsthand in his duties as a Champaign County sheriff.
We also, I have a nephew that's a county sheriff's deputy, so I'm familiar with what those folks do. But to just to counter that a little bit, we have a facility in Rantoul. It's called Yeoman Place. It's been there for 50 years. There's a couple people I think have lived there for 50 years. But people don't, it's invisible. And it's in a very nice neighborhood. My dentist's office is across the street. The houses surrounding it are very similar to what's here. And it's a senior restricted property. It was built in 1967. It's still in good condition. But the demographic is Rantoul. It's not Champaign. You heard what the lady from the Mahomet board was saying about the model. It's Champagne's a different animal.
But I don't think you're really addressing the crime issue. I mean, what? Is the police department prepared for the rise in crime?
Why would there be a rise in crime? Is this lady back here?
Have you done any research
on,
in the Champaign County Housing Authority in Champaign with the two senior living communities there?
Those are 100 unit buildings. We're building 15.
So are we not going to have the same type of people that are in those?
It's the same guidelines and restrictions per tenant.
He makes a good point. And here's what frustrates me. I have a real thing for seniors, and that's why I'm standing here in front of all you people. And there's no way to quantify what I'm going to say. You've had the same facility down the road here for 40 years. Is it a high crime? Is Forever April a crime center? No. And we're going to build half that many units.
Yeah, it's the one next to it, but it's still debatable. I mean, once it's next to it, just overflows into the next one.
So,
eventually.
And I can't, I,
doesn't have
I
to
can't
happen
change
10
your
years
minds.
From now, it happened 15, 20 years from now, but how many of us are still going to be living here?
Who was next? I lost track.
Let's change it from being crime to a traffic issue. What happens when a senior pulls out in front of a high school student who thinks they can make it,
right?
But now we have an accident where either a senior dies or a student dies.
Or both.
You've made a good point. So
and
we changed
it's only 30 miles an hour.
We changed the design and we put the entrance
that's not
to the south.
That's,
and then
that's
they have a
stop
sign.
Make it
worse.
And the whole traffic issue.
River Road cannot handle traffic.
Okay.
There's no way.
It's definitely going to have some work done to it, which is
yeah.
I live across the street from that property.
Okay.
But Rob, when you were looking at the 911 calls to Steer Place and places like that, were you looking at calls where crime was an issue? Or just where they were calling for.
I was just looking at crime stuff because I just briefly was talking to another Urbana officer and their calls for service there. And it was a brief conversation before I came here because they're concerned too because they live here in town. We have an Urbana officer that lives here in town, and she was talking about their calls for service there, and they couldn't make it tonight, so that's why they called.
So they were concerned that there was going to be an increase in calls.
They were a little concerned because their experience is that one unit, that one senior unit there. So
concerned enough to make a call tonight to mention it.
Yes.
So it's real.
It can be.
Yes, please.
Okay, you guys don't want this senior citizen facility, homes, whatever over there. Where do you want it? The guy, Gary Fisher, has been, he doesn't want.
If we can guarantee Tolona residents are there, I don't think anybody has a problem with Tolona residents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we can't guarantee that.
Yeah. But, I guess, I don't understand. It's like, you guys are all young. You guys don't need anything within the next 2 years.
Okay. All right. Hold on, guys. Hold on. You've been waiting a long time. Please go.
Hold on, guys.
Hold on. Listen up.
When you call 911, who gets called first?
Probably the police. It depends what the call is for. Probably the police and then.
We have a volunteer fire department.
We do.
How are we going to handle this?
That's a good question. That's a really good question.
Because
they've had more calls this year than they had last year, and it increases 20 to 25 calls a year. I was just at their banquet, and they were talking. They have people in the 250, 300 calls that they, some of our volunteers have made that many calls this year, made it to those. It's a lot. It's taxing because they're volunteers. We have volunteers in here.
And it'll increase their calls because the fall and need to get up rate is going to be higher.
And we have EMTs. We don't have paramedics. We have one paramedic in town.
One of the things you're comparing these properties to is in bigger towns, which has a much bigger infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Ambulances, hospitals, clinics. Mm-hmm. We don't even have a grocery store.
Exactly.
I know.
How are you going to support this?
Good question.
I guess I don't understand the question. I mean, you have other people in town buy groceries. Do you have old people here now that buy groceries?
They go to
Walmart.
We have to go to Champaign to get our groceries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the housing authority, I guess the housing authority doesn't build grocery stores. I wish we did. There's
here's the next thing that's going to happen. I don't care which way you look at this.
Yes,
if you build it, they will come. And when I'm talking about the MTD, they will attempt.
Oh.
You get these things in here, they will be here.
That's a big concern.
Really?
MTD. Mm-hmm. Because
yes.
Our taxes will go through
taxes.
The
increase
we have low taxes here.
We cannot handle any more traffic, especially an MTD bus on that road.
Yeah, there's no way.
I wish people going to get to the doctor.
We can't get them to go where we want to go. Champaign, maybe. Can you come to our meeting in Champaign?
Okay.
So
yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Somebody.
Just do a clarification. So you talked about this rezoning, and if it does pass, then you can work with the board to write restrictions mm-hmm. within that zoning. Can one of those restrictions be that the priority is to our own Tolona residents? If this is something that we need to embrace.
No. We can't do that.
Provide and benefit our residents,
then why can't our residents
have
first
dibs?
Yeah.
It's public.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Public funding.
Which means
yes.
If a senior who's 55 and has a 14, 15, 16, 17, several kids, are the kids allowed to live there with the senior? Because a 55 is very possible.
They can only stay 2 weeks, right?
People could.
Who's going to police them?
No.
Yeah,
that
they
would be.
Minor
hey, hold
they
on,
can't
hold
stay
on.
There.
No. Robin, can you
there's, add? There's single. There's it's a one bedroom apartment.
But is there a restriction? Why can't my kid if I qualify, and I have two minor children?
Because it's a senior property.
I would be a
senior.
Doesn't matter. It's still their children.
But the children can't. You can't have them
have
in the unit. That's what the.
But if she qualifies and passes,
they still can't be there,
ma'am. If you're a senior, 55, and you have teenage children, you do not qualify for one of these units. Okay.
Even if
there's not enough bedrooms, you're not going to get a lease. You don't qualify. So anyone else in that situation would not qualify. They'd never get leased up.
Well, what if she doesn't say she has minors? What if she just says it's me who's going to regulate?
Fraud.
who's going to regulate, who's...
Yes, ma'am.
I'm wondering about maybe a little more clarification on the lease.
Sure.
The way that, and maybe you would be better at explaining just the lease rules and how that works. Not, you know, just what do you have to do to qualify? And do you, can you not have any children living with you? Can you, if you have them there for some period of time, then you can all get kicked out? Or how does that work with
right. the lease? Right, so your lease is going to be a 12-month lease. The initial lease is 12 months. Parts of the rules and regulations are you can have overnight guests, but the overnight guests are all, it's only allowed for 14 nights a calendar year. Any more than that, it has to be approved by the property manager.
How do you want to do that?
Because there's other residents in the area or in that complex that call me.
Hold on.
Well, I mean,
that's what I'm concerned about, right? Crimes over anything else. So basically,
On your own website, I read where the Trump administration has cut something like $8.8 billion out of your budget. How are you going to do this?
We will use low-income housing tax credits for equity. We will put a private mortgage on top of that. The tax credit equity is like a big down payment, so the mortgage will have a smaller mortgage, say a 50% mortgage. And that's why I wish Cindy was here to do the finance part. But then the subsidy comes through the site-based vouchers. Our rents are guaranteed. There's an appropriations bill every year through Congress.
So you're
and that the reason
from the U.S. government? You're getting your money from the U.S. government?
We are funded through HUD, yes.
HUD. And they're getting $8.8 billion cut? How are you going to do anything?
That's what I'm trying to explain.
Okay.
That's why we're doing what we're doing, because they don't fund public housing anymore. You can't build new public housing. There's no money for that.
You just said it wasn't public housing, it was affordable housing.
That's what he's saying.
That's what I just said. Now I lost my train of thought. So what you're worried about, that cut, would be other agencies who are public housing agencies. Their subsidy, they're getting 75% of appropriation. A couple of years ago, it was even less. That's what that cut is. With the voucher program, that remains fairly steady. I mean, nothing's guaranteed because you have to have that appropriations bill. But the vouchers tend to be, they leave them alone, basically. And when the cuts come from the public housing side, and that would be the cut. And I'm speculating a little bit because I'm not a finance person. I do construction. But basically, that's what it is. Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to know how the properties are going to be maintained, especially in the long term.
We have, when you use tax credits, there's investors involved. So they got money on the line, so they inspect. We've done other projects in Champaign. So whoever the investors are, they have requirements, and they do an inspection every year. Do we still do REAC? So there's a real estate assessment something. We live in a world of acronyms. But anyway, so we have multiple annual inspections. The maintenance should be minimal at first because it's new. We would contract somebody down here to mow the grass, and we'd contract somebody local to push snow, because I'm not sending my maintenance guys for an hour worth of window time to mow a little bit of grass. So that's how the maintenance would work. And then whatever these REAC and the investors inspections turn up, we have How long to fix it? 30 days? 30
days.
30 days.
What about kicking people out that have multiple people living in there?
That's
how long does it?
Of your lease.
How long does it take to kick them out, though?
30 days. They get a 30-day notice to vacate.
But
then
you
have to go to court.
I was going to say, and then you go to court,
yeah.
And then it.
90 days. But not a lot of what I've seen since I've been with the Housing Authority, if they have been caught and they know that this is what they're doing, they just leave. Within those.
So you say
days.
It does happen, though?
Yes.
So what happens to everybody's property value once it's built for everyone that lives around that facility that is going to be built?
Well, I drove through the neighborhood, and we built our buildings in Mahomet. The houses that surround us in Mahomet are like 250 to 300 range.
Right, but I'm just asking what's going to happen in the future. I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about 15, 20, 30 years down the road. Again, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about now.
Right.
What contract you could make for now? What's going to happen to everybody else who still wants to live here or whose children want to live here? Like, what guarantee can you give us of what's going to happen to that property in the long run?
I just, we have a 30-year compliance period. I mean, I talked about that earlier.
For 30 years, you can't guarantee us anything. You can sell.
Well, you can't guarantee that your
next
door neighbor isn't going to move away and rent their house
mall.
Either.
Well, yeah, but you could just sell to property. Why don't we build a recreation center there for our children? Why don't we like give it to other single family houses that want to build property there? Because obviously we're all filled up. There's no more property. Like, why is this our only option? That's my question.
It's not the only option.
It's just an option.
It's
the
only
option.
One
that's
been
that's the option you're giving us right now.
It's just option that's on the table.
It's an option. We're nowhere with this right now. Just we don't own the land.
It hasn't been zoned. And we don't zone it until we know exactly what's going to go there.
Okay.
So nothing. That's why we're having the meeting.
What benefit is it to Tolono when anybody, no Tolono residents guaranteed there? So we're not helping any of our citizens by doing that. It's an increase to Central. It's putting, I don't want to say our high school kids at risk. I think that they'd be at risk anyway on that road. But
it's a warm and fuzzy feeling.
It's more tax dollars keeping up that river road because that will have more traffic on it regardless. So where is the benefit for us taxpayers
tax
and the whole town?
They get, well, we just discussed this. It's very little. It's very little tax base. We'd get more taxes if you built a house there.
So what else are you going to do? You're willing to work in that property there, but what are you going to do to support the infrastructure for the rest of the town? I mean, we're going to drive up traffic. We're going to ruin the roads, more or less. You're going to have construction.
He just answered that. We pay what's called pilot instead of property taxes.
Uh-huh.
And it's called payment in lieu of taxes. It's more acronyms. And basically, it's a percentage of the resident's share of the rent. And in the state of Illinois, when we build something, that's the law.
So share of the rent that's low income.
Yeah. Yeah. So it go, and then it would go to the county first, and then it would they it's would give us a they get a portion,
much.
And we'd get a
we
little
get
portion.
Left,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no benefit.
Did you have a question?
So, okay. For one, there's no benefit then. What is what it sounds like. Two, does the city or village of Tolono have something that states what their maintenance on the outside, like the size of trees and all that? Do we have something in place that says they have to have this number of trees, they have to stick to this number of maintenance, because that needs to be in there if it isn't, because it's already in Champaign, Urbana, Mahomet, everywhere else. That makes it to where they have to keep their landscaping where it is.
And that's part of what they were talking about.
Yes.
We would work out the zoning for it and what their stipulations are, and if they don't follow the stipulations, then I guess we can kick them out.
And the last part of that, Champaign Housing Authority is known for having bed bugs, cockroaches. What is your plan on having a pest control company take care of your facility?
We have monthly inspections now.
Yeah.
We use multiple kind. We use Terminix. We use Orkin. Who else have we had? American we got rid of because they weren't doing the job. But
wait, question in the back.
Yeah.
I have a question on the drainage and sewage.
Mm-hmm.
I live on one of the dry basins right across the street from this place. Are we guaranteed as homeowners association that pays taxes on these is drainage going to come over to our side?
Oh, yeah.
And if we need more sewage, is the city going to pay for more sewage, tear up the roads again, and put sewage down the south end of town?
See, that's all the, we haven't spent the engineering on this yet, because we wanted to know what everybody's opinion was before we started spending money on engineering to find all those questions out. Those are the questions we'd get answered.
So we don't even know whose roads would be tore up?
Not right now. No, we wouldn't know that until the engineers came and looked at it.
Do you have any sidewalks in this, or I can't tell?
We would follow whatever the local building code is, whatever their requirement.
There isn't a sidewalk. There's no sidewalks until you get to Kinderwood.
You can't walk down Central from where I live at and go anywhere without, you run out of sidewalk.
That's why the kids cut through the big driveway.
Right, exactly.
So the general consensus is you guys don't want it in that neighborhood. There's no place for traffic, there's no place for drainage, there's, okay.
It's just a bad deal.
People that lived here for 50 plus years don't even get to like have first dibs on it.
We're not taking a vote on it.
Talking about Tolono residents, if you're going to think about Champaign County, you need to think about Philo, you need to think about Sydney, you need to think about Pistodium, you need to think about Fedoras, you need to think about other places. My parents are older, my parents are in their 70s.
I get it.
They totally would qualify for something like this.
But would they get first?
I assume that if they get on the list, they would get a Champaign.
One guy.
That's what was just told me.
The other thing I don't understand is why is it that you are thinking that elderly people, an elderly woman or an elderly man and wife would move in here and your crimes are going to lie?
Because it happens in Champaign and Urbana.
I understand if you think that they're going to have.
Unfortunately, I wasn't prepared enough for this meeting because I was just informed it last night.
I'm really sorry.
But they're statistically, you can see it happen in Kankakee. It's happened in Danville. It's happened in Danville. I don't, again, not all the statistics, but you can look. But they were.
Hey, guys. Hey, hold on 1 second. Sorry, I got a side conversation. Okay.
Can I just say something?
Yes, please.
I sat here very quietly. But I am with her because my mom, and I love you, Stacey, my mom is 70 years old. She is selling her house in Urbana, which, by the way, she does not live in a great neighborhood. And that is where I grew up, where I came from, to move here. I brought my children here to live here and grow up for the school system. Period. We could, if anyone wants to know, ask later. So, but the fact is that my mom is 70 years old looking to sell her house because she wants to be closer to me. I work for Carl. I just moved out to Carl at the Fields, right? A lot of opposition to that. Gorgeous place. I hope if any of you work there or are able to visit, it's gorgeous. A lot of opposition to that also. However, it's a wonderful location. My mom is alone in Urbana. She wants to come out here now where I live, where my brother lives, where my children go to school, where my nephew goes to school. She would qualify for something like this. She might, but you guys, what you guys are saying, no, please let me speak.
Let her finish.
And I give you up. So the fact is that my mom is not from Tolono, right? But I'm not from Tolono either. I'm from Manson, Iowa. But I made it here, right? So did I bring crime? No, I work, my husband works. We do all of these things to build up our community. I serve on the Tolono board of the library. But does anyone even know me? Because you don't have to. I don't cause a problem. Why would my mom cause a problem? And I understand the drainage issues. I am right there with you, right? I don't want that junk in my house. And I know Stacy's had problems in her house. Not okay to have sewage backing up in your house because of an infrastructure issue. But also, on the other side of it, yes, River Road already needs repairs. It already needs to be expanded. It already needs better infrastructure than what's already there. 15 seniors are going to make a lot less impact than putting 4 single-family homes there. In my house, it's my husband, me, and my teenager daughter. We have 3 cars. So put 4 houses there times 3, right? I mean, if I'm doing my math right, that's 12 cars that you can have in in one area.
Versus 15.
Versus 15.
Which they have garages.
What little bit is that going to make a difference when that road already needs to be expanded? It already needs corrected. My daughter was a high schooler here. I would have loved to have seen that road be fixed before she graduated. My younger child is going to be there eventually.
Yeah.
But my two cents are, is I absolutely understand your points about drainage. I just don't see where 15 seniors are going to make a huge impact in this community that is enough to keep it where we don't want to invite them here. We're a welcoming community. I've always felt welcomed by my neighbors. I've always felt appreciated for being here and being part of this community. Why can't we welcome these people too, like the people that we are? I mean, we want to love our neighbors and we want to make good. So that's my 25 cents for sitting here.
And I want to know.
Jess, hang on. Let Jessica go.
How many of you grew up in Tolono and how many of you are transplants? I have a question.
Oh, I didn't grow up here.
Right, go ahead, Jess. Go.
All right. So I was watching online and I had to drive in because I have a question and have had a question the whole time and it has not been answered yet. Has, it was probably because I wasn't paying attention because I was cooking dinner, so sorry. But my question is, why is this decision on whether this will happen or not a board decision and not a town decision? Why is this something that if it gets the yes to go through or the no to go through, why is that the board's decision?
Someone that lives on the other side of town doesn't affect them at all, or not nearly as much as someone that lives right across the street and they see 30% of their property value.
Well, that's why I'm asking the question.
That would be my opinion.
No, but this is the thing. I'm from Chicago. I've seen this happen, and I'm not saying that, you know, it always happens because it always doesn't. But I've seen it happen where you've had good neighborhoods, nice neighborhoods, and then they bring in low-income housing or they bring in affordable housing. And nothing happens to it, but it grows and it shines. And then sometimes really bad things happen to it because of the people that move in there. I've seen it where you have senior living facilities that are affordable, and it's just senior living. It's just seniors living there. But I've also seen it where you have seniors living there, and then you have those seniors whose children can't raise their own children, and those children end up living there. And that's when things go bad. So my question is, why is this a board decision? Why is this not the town's decision? Why are we not getting a vote in this as well?
Because it's zoning.
It's because it's zoning and it's the board. That's yes.
We'd like to have housing for Tolono people, but you said there's a priority list. Has income got to do with that priority list? Say this lady here, she's a lot younger than me. She makes $100,000 a year.
And you might wish.
What about a non-binary referendum?
But then you got somebody who lives in Champaign, makes $20,000. Who has the priority?
Well, there are income limits to.
Okay, say I'm right at that limit, but they're on.
So your question is non-binding referendum.
I think she's talking about the zoning.
So I asked Mark that, and he'll answer why, whether we can do a non-binding referendum
for the development.
Right.
Are you wanting to know that, or you're wanting to know why the board decides on?
Well, both would be great.
Okay, I'll start. I'll keep it short, but you can pepper me with questions. So. In a community, we've instead of just allowing for a free-for-all where anybody could build whatever they want, we have areas that are zoned single-family, areas that are zoned commercial. Those are all called zoning classifications. The state of Illinois has a statute that allows municipalities to put in zoning classifications and define how that's put in and what those classifications are. That authority is given by the state of Illinois to the people that you elect, the Board of Trustees, to decide where that zoning is and what it's going to look like. to make sure that that board is accountable to you whenever there's a change to a zoning classification, the board has to have a meeting like this so that you can give the people that you elected your 2 cents worth as to what's going to happen.
Okay, and that's great. Thank you. I appreciate that. My follow-up question then is, and maybe this is the Chicago Politico in me coming out, but I understand what we're doing, and I understand, you know, I think it's great, by the way, that you guys had it online on Facebook, because for people like me who couldn't come out right away, I appreciate it. My follow-up question is then, okay, so you're giving us our ability to voice our concerns or our agreements or our disagreements with it. Then what's going to happen? Are we going to be at, I mean, if you have the mass majority of Tolono say, yes, we're all for this, are you going to follow through with it? But if you have the mass majority of Tolono say, we're not okay with this, are you going to follow through with that and not continue? Or are you just going to have the friendly little chicken coop meeting and then continue to go about what you guys in the board think is best for
What difference would it make? You vote this, you vote that. It's way over there.
But some people can't come to the meeting. They have, you know.
We have people that, you know, can't come to the meeting that emailed us and said, hey, here's my concern.
Well, she's voicing her concern.
I understand that.
She's been watching it.
And I understand
that.
And
that's why I said it was great. But I'm not going to have this argument because that's not what I'm here for. I understand.
The board is viewing the vast majority of the people that are here tonight in their opinions. And that's what they, you know, are probably going to go by.
Yes, and I understand that. But what my question, what my follow-up question was more of a... Okay, so what's going to happen now? You obviously have this meeting. Now are you going to have an unofficial vote where people from Tolono can fill out a ballot and decide whether this is something that they want or not that isn't necessarily, like, you know, that gives you an overall general idea of how people feel about this? Because unfortunately, I was able to come because I had off today. But I drive an hour one way to get to work. I wouldn't have been able to make it because I wouldn't have been at home until 6:37. So that is besides the point if someone can make it or not. There's Facebook. People are watching it on Facebook. So at what point, like, what happens after this? So you can make sure that people's voices are heard in what they want for our town.
Sure. I'll give you a real short synopsis of what I told the group earlier. The board's choices are to flat out approve the zoning classification, and if they did that, then that property could build anything that's allowed in the classification. There wouldn't be any requirements, wouldn't have to necessarily build the picture that you see on the screen. So that's option one. They could just flat out agree to do that. Option two is they could flat out say, no, there's no support for this whatsoever, so we're not going to do anything. Option three is that they can indicate some support for it and then have some negotiation on what's called a planned unit development. And if they did do that, and that's allowed under our ordinance, then you could hold the developer's feet to the fire and say, this is the only thing you can build, and these are the restrictions that'll go on as a condition of your being able to build it. So if that happened, then there'd be more public hearings where you'd be able to have input on that planned unit development. And then if it passed, then the developer could either build exactly what's in the planning development or not do anything at all. So those are the three choices of the board. The folks that you elected will decide whether or not they want to make a decision tonight, or it sounds like it's more likely that at the very least it gets continued to the next meeting. And then they have to figure out one of those three options.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a housing authority question. So there's 15 units, right?
Yes.
How many people are already on the waiting list for a home like that?
We've had some calls from folks down here. What have you got?
I mean, I probably have 7 people
so
on the list.
So each development
right
has
now
its own waiting list?
Yes.
It's not a general waiting list.
No, but it hasn't been, even though it's not been built yet, we don't know if we're going to build here or if we can build here. I have had people call me and want to get on that waiting list as soon as it opens, so I take their phone number, their name, their phone number, and their address, and I'm going to reach out to them.
And they've already been pre-approved?
As soon as that.
You know that, okay, so you don't know if they're voucher ready, you don't know if they meet the requirements.
No, I can't do that until that list is open and I have a unit ready for them.
But the people that are on the waiting list for other housing don't automatically get on this waiting list.
No.
They have to sign up for this one specifically. So I think that helps the chances of people want to get on from our
community. But if you've got people already calling in, you're saying you're going to call them prior or as soon as it's available.
I'm gonna
but
let them know
that's
when the
actually
waiting list opens.
That's not, that doesn't even sound fair to people who are waiting for you to post it online so they can actually then apply to be the first on the list. You already have a pre-list prior to the actual list.
Well, that, just people that have heard about it.
All I'm going to do is call these people that have called me saying they want to live here, and I'll call them and tell them the date that that waiting list is going to open up, and they're able to go online and apply at that point.
Or they can go into the office if they don't do online.
Yes.
And they can be on multiple waiting lists for other areas as well?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. One more.
This question's for Mark. Real estate-wise, and you may not have the answer to this, are there any covenants that the Meharis could put, since it's right now their property, that could convey with the deed that says only 55 and older? Or is there any kind of covenant like that that can be put on to
yes
the
and no. You can, someone who's selling property can sell all the rights they have, or they can sell it subject to certain kinds of restrictions. Those have to be legal restrictions. So they couldn't put an illegal restriction on there and say you could only rent to certain kinds of people or something, right? So so there's that component. But the other component that would raise is the fact that that's just something that the person who owned the property can enforce against the person they just sold to. So if they didn't want to enforce those covenants, they wouldn't have to. The village itself wouldn't have a right. You wouldn't have a right as a neighbor. The second kind of set of rules has to do with the laws that we as a municipality pass that we say, well, you have to keep your grass from getting more than certain inches high and things like that. Those kinds of ordinances, those we would be able to apply generically to the community. And then the third set of rules has to do with a planned unit development. So there you're saying instead of, oh, you can build whatever you want within the scope of our ordinances, we're going to let you custom build something kind of unique. But the trade-off that we get for that as a municipality is we get to put in certain kinds of rules on that property, which kind of goes to what John was talking about. He said, well, this will be affordable housing for seniors for 30 years. Well, we could put in a restriction that's age-oriented. We could put restrictions on how many people can occupy the units. They're going to define exactly what the units are, so we know that they're going to be 15 one-bedroom units, so they can't put in two-bedroom or they can't convert. So you could put kinds of restrictions in the planned unit development that you wouldn't normally have in the rest of your zoning ordinance or the rest of your other ordinances in the community.
And a question with that, too, is we could also put a restriction in time as well. So not only just 30 years, but life.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at.
And we're fine with that.
Yeah, and he'd already indicated that he's fine.
How'd
you get it this right?
After the fact,
you
so
down.
Would that be amended?
Change your layout.
In 10 years and say, oh, well, we changed our mind.
Yeah, your question is if we did a planned unit development and fast forward to some period of time, the developer comes back to the village and says, hey, this isn't working out so well and we need to change such and such. Could the board change that planned unit development? The answer is yes. They have to go through the same process we're going through now.
Therein lies a concern of a lot of residents, is what is the future? If this doesn't work out as stated currently, what could it turn into in the future? We're all concerned about what may be brought in, what the housing development may become, who it's going to be open to, and what level of government funding is going to be required to keep it going, the maintenance, and so on and so forth. But like it's been mentioned, we have emails from 12 other residents from just our neighborhood in Kinderwood who aren't able to be here tonight, who wanted to express a number of concerns, not just the infrastructure, the central road, the traffic,
the river road already flooding and, you know, those kinds of concerns with the watershed, the lack of, or the loss of the green space and increased concrete in the area that just takes away from the environment, you know, as it is. The fact that the whole area is residential one or a single family home zone, this kind of being something completely different, doesn't appeal to most of the residents that we're hearing from in the HOA. I'm speaking as the secretary of the HOA. We're hearing lots and lots of no's. Please do not rezone this. And so on behalf of them, since I haven't spoken up yet, I want to register. Of course, they're not here to see the video and to hear all the other comments, but as it stands, 12 other residents, and I can read their names if you would like, but have all said, please do not rezone this property because they are not in favor of multifamily housing in a single family housing area. We've all sought out this property where we live now for a specific reason.
That's exactly why I came to Tolono, to be completely honest with you. Probably one of the youngest people here in town, but we used to live in Turnberry Ridge in Champaign, and the Housing Authority put a development literally right in our backyard. Instead of overlooking a pond, we had a big security fence, and we felt unsafe. And so we came out here, and we love this place. But if you put something like this in there, I mean, I love Monocle's Pizza, but not enough to say, you know, I mean.
I have a question, another one. So when I was watching online, I had overheard, like MTE won't come out here, which is great. But then that we have one EMT, we already have a very limited police network.
We have more than one
okay,
EMT.
I might have heard it wrong.
Okay.
Yeah,
we have like one paramedic, but one.
Okay.
We have lots of EMTs.
Do we have enough police and emergency people? Because I'm thinking of the fact that like if this does come into fruition, and we have elderly people who may not be able to drive. Do they have a caregiver who can come and take them somewhere if something were to happen? So do we have enough of that, not just the police for any sort of issues with potential crime, but just emergency services to where if there is something wrong with someone in this facility, we have the manpower and the training to take care of it? Because I think that's huge in the sense that, like, you know, when you're working with an elderly population, having worked with them, there's a lot of things that can happen when they're non-mobile. And if they don't have a caregiver that can take care of them and take them to the appointments that they might need. And that's something that we should think about too, is do we have that type of manpower?
These are all good questions. And that's why we're having a public meeting. And we're not voting on it today. If you can read this from back there, this is also on our website too. This is the Village of Tolono's email address. Send comments to it. It gets sent to the board members, so we'll all get it. I would put all of our email addresses up here, but then you really wouldn't be able to see it. Well, at least I wouldn't be able to see it from back there.
Is there a picture of what the complex is going to look like? Because
it's
back here.
Okay, we'll put it on our website. How's that? And
I'll put it on Facebook.
And it'll be on this on our Facebook on the Tolono Facebook page, which is not ours, but these guys run it. So it'll be on that too.
And I can, if we want to do like a poll on Facebook for, I know it doesn't help everyone, that might give yes and no.
Yeah, that's a perfect one because most people are on Facebook. So if they do the poll. And it'll give us a better idea. Put your comments. We're reading the comments. No, we didn't answer the comments on here.
There is too many, and I can't.
There was too many going through at the time, and there's a lot of discussions going on. But put your comments on there. We're reading them. Send them to this email address. This comes to the Village of Tolono. Brandy will send them out to all of the trustees, and we'll try to get everything answered.
And the video that they showed earlier, I'll get and put on Facebook, and if we can get the plans, I can put that on there too.
Okay, I got put on a thumb drive for you. Yes, sir.
So if you put a poll or you take these emails, how are you going to quantify it that it's somebody from Tolono and not somebody from Champaign who doesn't care about what happens to the town? How do you quantify that?
Does it show who voted what?
I'd have to look.
We have to look and see. I mean, this just gives us an idea. I mean, it gives
us
some guidance.
But
if you send us emails, then we know who it is.
Why would somebody from Champaign get on Village of Tolono?
I actually have someone from Philadelphia
selling stuff. Yes. So. Yes, ma'am.
Can you just give us the date and time of the next meeting where you're going to vote?
It's Tuesday at 6:30. But we might not vote at that meeting either. It's just if there's lots of discussions and there's discussion, lots of discussion there too, we can put this off, keep putting it off until everybody's satisfied, or vote no to it, which I'm fine with that too. The regular village meeting is Tuesday at 6:30.
First and third Tuesday of every month.
Yeah. So we're here every first and third Tuesday.
I'd like to add that Turnberry was the very complex that my neighbor, the police officer, was talking about.
Yeah, I've got a friend that lives over there too, and they're moving out.
He's probably disappointed if he would move from one situation into exactly the next.
I agree. Yes, Jess.
I have one other question. Sorry. So, a lot of what I was hearing as I was watching it online, and you know, coming from the city, I have lots of different viewpoints and thoughts about this. But I heard a lot of people worried about crime and the increase of crime and the increase of drugs or whatever it might be. Which is, it's my theory on it is it's a possibility. It's also a possibility it won't happen, and it's a possibility that we could provide something great for seniors who don't have housing that they can afford. It's a possibility that if we don't do this, crime and drugs will come to Tolono anyways.
They're already here.
I think one of the most important things in preventing buildings and facilities like this, where we are taking care of our own, we are taking care of humanity, because one day that could be us at any given moment. One important thing, though, is the property management. Have you guys really researched the property management that you want to manage this facility? Because I have seen great low-income affordable housing managed by fabulous property managers who they're okay with saying, hey, you can't have your relatives living here. You can't have that kind of stuff. We're cutting you off. This is your last warning. But then again, I've seen great facilities where the management didn't care, and that is part of
True.
What caused the problem. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys manage the Turnberry Ridge?
No. We have a third-party management company.
But that was developed by you guys?
By Champaign County.
We partnered with some other folks. And we have a third-party property manager, and this is where I am not an expert. Maybe you know a little more, but I do know this, sir. That particular property management company is not performing, and they're going to get replaced.
Okay. Yes, sir.
It might be nice if you as a board on your website, Facebook, would discuss it between yourselves and say, okay, here's the benefits of putting this in, here's the detriments. Mm-hmm. So then when everybody comes back in on the next meeting, they all understand what's good, what's bad.
That's a good point, and that's why we had this meeting, because we need to know, because I live on the other side of town. Vicki lives in Kinderwood.
Right.
So we have a little bit of diversion on the board, but right. I don't live there, and I'm not going to live across from it. So
sure.
That we need your guys' opinions. Because I didn't even think about the road, the traffic. So it didn't even dawn on me.
If you decide not to have them exit out on Central, then they're coming out on River Brook, right?
Yeah, they'll have to come either way. You have to get out there somehow. It's kind of a dead end back there.
Right, I know.
And that's part of the problem.
I know, exactly.
I know.
Yeah. I agree.
I've got a quick question.
Yes.
You talk about you live on the other side and Vicki lives here, but yeah, you're voting on this. And I understand
True.
That because you're on the board, but you know your perception of this is totally different than ours.
I agree. That's why we're having the public
meeting.
That's why we're having
a vote
it.
On.
Yeah.
Yes or no? I'm
True.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Yes.
How long ago did the Department of Transportation visit the whole idea of another stoplight, another crossing?
That was just a few months ago.
Oh,
was it? Do you remember when that was? Jeff? Well, last time they did it, though. Yeah, and then they did it just recently. Rodney Davis's office got involved again. Chapin Rose's office got involved in the fall. And then Rodney Davis's office just recently got involved again. and DOT shut them, or Department of Transportation shut both Rodney Davis and Chapin Rose down.
Was there any
they said that it would cause more, Department of Transportation swears up and down that it will cause more accidents. They say by putting it there, you'll have more rear-end accidents. You'll have slower speed accidents, but you'll have more accidents. So less severe accidents, but more. And then during that, also during that discussion, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're like, well, if we do a speed study, we might just, we'll do a speed study, but we'll probably have to increase the speed through town, is what their kind of threat was if they we push on that. And they said
it's
they
true.
Had to have over 12 accidents a year or something
it's,
like that to even
crazy.
Look at it.
Yeah.
And we have like 11.
Mm-hmm.
So
we can have 11 and a half and they'll want 12.
No. I know. So any other real quick questions? We're gonna get yes, ma'am.
What will these houses look like? Like the ones on Bradley Avenue?
Can you pass
no.
that?
No.
It would look like
I,
this.
Actually, I brought some more.
Oh, did you?
But
okay.
Is there any in Champaign?
We built these in Mojave. I only brought 10 for the board. But
I think
people would like us to put in an overpass.
Oh, I know. And we actually, that discussion is going on right now. There's some discussion on it, but there's no money.
Right.
Because we're building
a park.
So.
How much are those 900 square feet?
All right, guys.
Okay,
we have these papers up here. You can pass them around. We're going to continue this until to Tuesday's meeting at 6:30, same time. We might try to get a few more chairs in here. We have a lot of people. You have our email. Please send us emails on it, because if you didn't get a chance to talk or if you want to continue or reaffirm what you said, please send us emails on it.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes,
how,
sir.
How many of the surrounding towns around Tolono have said no to
this? That's a good question. How many surrounding towns have said no?
Words. Let me think.
How many of the surrounding towns around Tolono have said no to this project?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's Gifford said no. Fisher, we never really, we went, their zoning board was in favor, the full board was not. We're negotiating in St. Joe. We're negotiating in some other places.
Is there one in Monticello?
There's two. No.
Different counties.
It wasn't us. There might have been something, but it wasn't us.
It would be there for them to decide, right? Well, I know, but then they can at least get more.
So while I got your attention, I will email the renderings. I'll put it. You can put it on your website?
Yeah, I swiped them off your thumb drive.
Was
too.
It on there? Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so
those pictures, whoever doesn't get one, they'll be on the village webpage.
So
with all the information you need.
Yeah.
Brian and Terrence. It's these two right here. So.
Can you have
I don't touch the site.
Okay. Rob,
perfect.
Can you talk
yes,
about.
Sorry.
The gentleman here had a question about preferences. Can you go down that list?
Remember exactly what they, all of them are, but handicapped, veterans.
Champaign County is one.
Yeah.
Champaign
County.
Homeless.
Yeah.
Is there a criminal background check?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I've got one question. How many of the board members have seen this land that they're talking about? You mentioned you didn't know where
Well, I know where it's at, but...
So you haven't been up there. Please come up and look at it for drainage, traffic.
So I've been up there. My sister lives in Kinderwood, so I'm familiar with the area, but I wasn't even thinking about the traffic thing.
Yeah.
Issues,
you need
so.
To be there early in the morning and in the afternoon.
Yeah, I picked high schoolers up. It's like, seriously. It's,
so,
okay.
Hold on, guys.
Right, hold on one second, guys.
So, here's someone who has no history of domestic violence.
you want to, you gonna?
No, she's asking how stringent the background check.
That's a good question. Jessica's asking how stringent the background check is, in case you can't hear.
No, I mean, someone who has guns and gun issues, for instance, or
No. I mean, they can have felonies. They can't have anything with drugs. No, we go on the sexual offenders website.
Like even just a small hit as a sexual offender.
Okay. If they're on the lifetime.
Okay.
So I promised to make sure that this comment was brought out there. It's already been mentioned here, but Lindsay wanted to make sure that we understood that she's been a probation officer for 7 years in Champaign. She has clients who live in these types of houses and clients who squat at their elderly family's residence, even though it's against the rules. These buildings are not monitored fully, and this is not wise for our village. There are a lot of other comments on Facebook that there are a lot of people saying, no, do not bring it to Tolono. So I, Rob, Vicky, that guy, Gary. Ryan, and I know Jared Ping feels the same way, and Anna feels the same way. Please make your comments known. Go to that email address. Pepper us with your comments. Brandy will send them all out to us. Comment on the Facebook page. Just let us know. There's nothing that you can say that we're not going to hear multiple times. There's nothing we don't want to hear. We want all opinions for this.
And there's people that have other ideas, too. Put it in a different part of town. Yeah. There's an area. So, which the traffic would be really bad over there, but would it be better in a different part? So add those in there. If there's a property that would you think it would be best at, the apartments on Main, the elderly apartments there, we have no problems there. And they've been there a long, long time.
40 years.
Yeah.
40 years?
Wow, 40 years. Yes, sir.
What if we find a perfect spot and the property owner does not want to sell? Is there anything the village can do? Besides offer fair market value?
Well, there is stuff we can do, but I don't think this board would do it. And I wouldn't want to approach that. Yeah. So, I know. And we have people in this community where the wonderful U of I have taken their farmland and stuff, and that just puts a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths.
Will your next meeting be Facebook Live as well?
Brian, what are you doing next Tuesday?
I just got to check my schedule with it.
I mean, because honestly, as somebody who does drive an hour and gets off at 5:30, I mean, it is nice to be able to see important stuff like this.
Brian's doing this out of the kindness of his heart.
You,
he's not on the board. He's just out of the kindness of heart doing this for us. So, all right. Well, we're going to go ahead and adjourn it, but send us messages.
Motion to continue this public hearing until the regular Village of Tolono Board of Trustees meeting at 6:30 p.m. on May 1st, 2018.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? All right. Well, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you guys
for
coming.
Thank you.
All right.